This is Yusuf.
And this is
In Flight Entertainment. Yes, and we are, you know, doing something a little different with y'all this week. We're doing a Blaxploitation Comedy Week per Genoa's brilliant idea.
Yes, every once in a while. I don't know if it's really my idea. It's just that Netflix or Hulu or like, you watch this movie, you should watch this movie next. And so I went down the rabbit hole of Blaxploitation.
Yeah, and this one we're going to, it's not an old school Blaxploitation, it's more of a parody. That will be 2009's Black Dynamite.
Yes. So it is starring Michael J. White, which I believe he's been in a few of the movies that we've reviewed before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those who don't know him, he was a Spawn in the 90s movie version of Spawn.
Yeah, he was in The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was in SWAT. Under Siege.
Yeah, he's been in some stuff. You know, when you see him, he's like, okay, yeah, I know that dude.
Yeah. And he's one of those actors that actually has, I believe, like a black belt in karate or in the martial arts that he has perfected.
Yeah.
So he does most of his own fight scenes because of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And the movie also stars Sally Richardson, Tommy Davis, and just a hodgepodge of like amazing black comedians in this movie.
The best part about the movie is the names of the characters.
Yes, you want to break them down?
We have Cream Corn,
mm-hmm.
Paperboy,
mm-hmm.
Soul Brother,
mm-hmm.
Black Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Tasty Freeze? Nope, Tasty Freeze.
Bullhorn.
Yeah, Sweet Meat, Brick Walla, Mo Bitches, Mahogany Black,
yeah, Kotex,
yeah, Terry, Honey Bee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and let's not forget Chocolate Giddy Up,
right, and Fiendish Dr. Wu.
Yes. Oh, and also Captain Kangaroo Pimp.
Right. So I watched this about a month ago, but I went down the rabbit hole to find out whether or not that was really Captain Kangaroo. But Captain Kangaroo died before this movie was filmed, so it wasn't the real Captain Kangaroo. I actually think it was played by Arsenio Hall. But the makeup... because on IMDb, he's not... Like, they don't list who plays Captain Kangaroo. I had to go.
Okay. Maybe the ghost of Captain Kangaroo popped in and it's like did a cameo.
Right. Or maybe some CGI Which, him playing like a pimp totally jived with... In my mind, Captain Kangaroo was always a little bit creepy and sort of like the guy that you wouldn't want your kids to go sit on his lap.
True.
So him playing a pimp sort of fit in my mind. But
right.
Everyone that was a Captain Kangaroo fan, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, so I'd say like he probably, was making... arrangements with the assistants and male ladies. All right, so Black Dynamite.
Okay, so what is it about?
Yeah, tell it.
According to IMDb, it's Black Dynamite is the greatest African-American action star of the 1970s. When his only brother is killed by the man, it's up to him to find justice.
That's right.
it just takes us down the crazy road of who the man is.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, it's Nixon, which is fantastic. Yeah,
which makes total sense.
And what the man's like big idea is, he knows that white folks are moving into the black neighborhood and they're selling beer to the black neighborhood guys.
And hold on, and the malt liquor is called Anaconda Malt Liquor, the malt liquor that gives you the ooh. Okay, go ahead.
Right. That's the ad movie. But there's a really nasty side effect that it makes the male anatomy shrink down to nothing.
Yeah, and they actually show the the evidence. That's really hilarious.
Yeah, there's a graphic scene of a penis that's about the size of a baby's thumb. or more accurately, a baby pacifier, which is what you actually see when you get to that scene.
Right on.
The prosthetic penis is just a flesh-colored baby pacifier. So
interesting. Yeah. So pretty much, you know, Black Dynamite is one of these movies that, if you're not familiar with blaxploitation cinema and or have any knowledge of, you know, the low budget aspect of how blaxploitation films were shot, you won't really get the things that they're poking fun at or parodying in this film. But if you're familiar, or if you've seen at least one blaxploitation movie, like, Cleopatra Jones, or which
reviewed in our first year. So.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like that, like Dolomite or Foxy Brown, or, you know, any of these blaxploitation films. Like, if you've seen at least one of them, you would know the aesthetic of how blaxploitation films were shot, you know, like The Mac or Superfly.
A big thing that they did was anytime you had a female actor that was supposed to be fighting or doing stunts, it would actually be a dude in a wig. And so they sort of,
it's, poking fun at the stuff that you would see in these old blaxploitation films. Because there's one shot where Black Dynamite, you know, is upset. You know, he's in his office. He, you know, gets up in anger, but he bumps into the boom mic that's in the shot. Now, mostly every blaxploitation film, you will see the boom mic in the shot somewhere. So that's pretty accurate. And the whole, you know, kung fu element, like everyone know kung fu in blaxploitation. Every black man know karate.
Richard Nixon knew kung fu.
Yeah, exactly.
Pulling out the nunchucks.
Exactly. Yeah, and his friend Bullhorn, he was like the Rudy Ray Moore character. You know, he'll always, you know, yell and always making dialogue. He always say dialogue that rhymes, you know, just like Rudy Ray Moore Dolomite would do, you know. So he's like the Dolomite type person in like Dynamite that, you know, they showed. And yeah, and then you had, you know, Honey Bee, you know, was like, you know, the queen bee of the, you know, of the brothel, if you will. You know, and she have her kung fu chicks. So her kung fu chicks know kung fu. And another thing, if you pay attention to the car chases, like the same explosion. It's the same car that goes off the cliff and explodes every like car chase. Because the budgets were so low back then, they had to recycle accidents or explosions or car chases.
It's the same explosion that's sort of used over and over and over again. Yeah.
Another funny thing about this particular movie is it's set in LA, so there's a running.
Yes, there's a running gag. Yes.
Yes. Yep.
What's the running gag?
For people who don't live in LA, there's a Los Angeles like restaurant called Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Now,
hasn't that popped up in a couple hip hop songs?
Yes,
I feel like Snoop Dogg sings about it.
Oh, totally. And a lot of movies, well, you know, in LA would, you know, mention Roscoe's. So Black Dynamite, the movie, kind of give us the origin of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, if you will, because it wasn't Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles to begin with. There are different iterations that Roscoe was attempting, like Roscoe's Chili and Donuts. So one day when, you know, Bullhorn Cream Corn, Black Dynamite was trying to like kind of figure out what's going on and like why the man is doing what doing, you know, Black Dynamite, you know, was like, oh, you know, someone said, give me some waffles. And it was like, oh, okay.
It was Dynamite and all of his friends were at the place and they were out of chili. So he was like, give me some waffles with the chicken. Yeah.
Roscoe's like, that's it. that was pretty funny. And of course you have, your Black main character who knows Kung Fu, who used to work for the CIA. Now he got his license to kill back, you know, so he can take down the man.
Yeah, so another theme that you see in a lot of Black exploitation is that you have like this secret agent or CIA person that something bad has happened to their family. So they have to go back to their neighborhood and take revenge on the person that has hurt their family. And so that's Black Dynamite's brother is the one that gets killed in this. And it's because he was trying to stop the drugs and the malt liquor infecting the orphanage. And so that's why he was taken out by the man. And ultimately, Black Dynamite follows the trail of where the man actually begins, and it takes him all the way up to Richard Nixon.
Right. Not before they have to make a pit stop at Kung Fu Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you got to have that, right? Like you got to have. Then you get your. Then you have your Enter the Dragon element of it all, right? You know, they go to this Kung Fu Island, you know, we have to fight. Was it Dr. Wu? No. Was it Dr. Wu? I forgot his name.
Something like that.
Yeah, the sinister with his with his Kung Fu treachery. So Black Dynamite has to, you know, kind of take them down. No, because that was the island that was making the malt liquor. I think they had to
they were making the malt liquor there, yeah. Because they're using the evil Asian scientists to
fiendish Dr. Wu, that's his name exactly. Yeah, like you said, which takes him ultimately to the White House with the epic showdown between him and Nixon.
This movie actually only ran in about 70 theaters across the U.S. So it didn't have a huge box office, but it has stayed within the like within our culture. It had a bigger impact than just a big paycheck, in that it's spun off into an animated series that ran on Cartoon Network.
Yes. Yes.
Late night programming. It was the same animation production team that does the Boondocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty hilarious, actually. And actually, all of the actors like signed on to be the voices of the animated characters.
Yeah.
Which is pretty hilarious. So yeah, no, I definitely encourage people, when you finish watching Black Dynamite, find an animated series and watch that also, because it's just crazy. Because it's animated, and they could just do even more outlandish stuff. So yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And then in 2013, there was actually a web series. Chris Hardwick's Nerdist News released a series of short videos titled Black Dynamite Model Citizen on their YouTube channel. And the video series, a parody of Japanese variety show sketches featuring a Japanese-speaking Black Dynamite mannequin.
Nice.
That value and respect, among other things, to former WWE wrestlers. It included, like, Roddy Piper in it, Chavo Guerrero Jr., Chris Masters, Daniel Pewter, Tank Abbott, Kimo Leopoldo. So a bunch of different wrestlers and MMA fighters were on there. Oh, and American Gladiators.
Nice. Oh, okay. So this is a nice little tidbit. So during casting, they sent Arsenio Hall the script, right? And they said when he read there's a Captain Kangaroo Pip, he accepted it. Like, he was in after he heard it was a Captain Kangaroo Pip in the room.
Maybe that's why I think that he was playing Captain Kangaroo. But, like, seriously, folks, go out there and watch the movie just for the, like, quick Captain Kangaroo scene, which is like, what? Wait, what? Huh?
Captain Kangaroo, bam!
Just like Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that, the pimp meeting was just, oh, man, you all just watch a hilarious scene. It is that scene. Because it pretty much, like, parodies every player meeting and scene in blaxploitation movies. How they talk about the business, how things are changing, how they need to get a grip, and, you know, yeah, they got to keep that money tight and all that stuff.
In our Thursday movie, there's also a pimp beauty contest that we'll talk about. So I feel like the all the pimps meeting in this one, and then the pimp beauty contest in Thursday's movie was just, they tie together nicely.
Oh yeah, no, it's a beautiful bow of, you know, poking fun at the whole blaxploitation movie tropes and culture. So I had to mention this because I didn't know this until I read Wikipedia. So the cinematographer shot Black Dynamite on Super 16 reverse color Kodak stock to get the high contrast and saturated look common in many low budget blaxploitation films in the 70s. The film was then converted for digital for editing. The filmmakers supplemented their shoot with period stock footage from Sony stock footage using film that was in Mixing in Action in the Charlie's Angels movies, Charlie's Angels series, and Police Woman.
Yeah.
That's cool. I was wondering, like this look really good. Like, this look really vintage, like grainy. Like, I didn't even know they actually shot this on Super 16. Like, wow. Yeah. So there you have it. I mean, like, They wanted to give that blaxploitation look, and yeah, they pulled it off nicely by using Super 16. That's crazy.
Yeah, this film actually won the Seattle International Film Festival Best Film. So And it was nominated for the Toronto After Dark Film Festival for Best Feature Film.
Nice. Oh, yes. I mean, it's, they definitely did their thing, you know. It was like, they were there. If you're going to do a parody of it, it's like, do it right. And in this instance, they definitely like did it right by shooting it right, making it look like a blaxploitation movie, you know, make it feel like such a the silliness of a blaxploitation movie.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, like, it stands up to what's the Cleopatra one that we reviewed?
Oh, Cleopatra Jones.
Yeah, Cleopatra Jones. I always forget her last name. But yes, it definitely holds up to any of the ones that came from the 70s, which, you know, all of those movies came out. Hollywood saw how much money these films were making, and then they went and bastardized it to do their own thing and make a shit ton of money. So I'm actually going to post in our Facebook feed the history of blaxploitation films.
Nice.
I highly encourage everyone to go watch that.
Exactly, because it is a very big and intricate part of American cinema. I mean, you know, I don't care how many people want to try to skip over that era in cinema. Like, it was definitely one of the most important times in cinema, hands down.
I mean, I feel like you wouldn't have some of the action movies we have now without that entire genre of film. So I would argue with anyone that Fast and Furious could be like, you could go all the way back to blaxploitation with movies like Fast and Furious today.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Because, you know, it's almost like Fast and Furious have kind of like a blaxploitation element, even though it's big budget. Huh?
You have the family aspect, which all the blaxploitation has.
Yeah.
You know, you have the ridiculous fight scenes of people that shouldn't know how to fight like this.
Yeah. Or, yeah, and the ridiculous crashes and falls and... You would think someone would die instantly on like crashing through like six, you know, panes of glass, but they just get up and get back in their car and keep driving.
You have cars jumping from building to building perfectly fine. I mean, Fast and Furious is a modern glossy version with primarily white actors that that's like today's black exploitation.
Yeah, that's true. Even though the cast got more diverse as the installments progressed. So, yeah. But you're right, definitely. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out in that crew now. I mean, because, you know, may rest in peace, Paul Walker is gone. Like, and Vin Diesel, what, he's like Italian or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think Paul Walker was the only white dude now.
Yeah, everybody else is
color.
Yeah, black or Hispanic. Yeah, cool. Diversity took over Fast and Furious.
Crazy.
Yay! See, that's why we don't have issues supporting the Fast and Furious franchise now, because it's like, we support diversity, you know. No matter how ridiculous their adventures are, we're supporting them. Okay, so what's the Stuck on the Tarmac ratings for us?
I mean, since we aren't doing themed months anymore, it's really sit on the sofa. You should watch it. Put your shoes on or clean the house or go outside and face the world.
Which no one want to do right now. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a... I feel like for me, it's sort of, it's halfway between cleaning the house and sitting on the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's so ridiculous that it is funny. But it's not something that, like, I need to watch every scene. Mm-hmm. But you can come back and watch it over and over and catch different things each time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I dig that. Yeah, no, I lean a little bit more towards the sit down. Yeah, just because of like what you were saying, you know, there's, it's kind of like one of those Where's Waldo. If you watch it, it's like, okay, especially if you are familiar, if you're familiar with the blaxploitation movies and like kind of the tropes of them, and you're like, oh, okay, I got that. Oh, visually, okay, I see what they did with that one there. Okay. Oh, okay, I get the dialogue because that's been recycled in so many blaxploitation movies, like take your pick. So yeah, off the principle of that, it's like, yeah, I skew a little more towards the sit down.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, like Cleopatra Jones is such, in to me, is way more enjoyable than this. I think, like, from a female perspective, Cleopatra Jones gives you this like badass woman who's out there kicking ass, whereas in Black Dynamite, all the women are just used as sex objects or arm candy, and so that is what pushes me more towards the I'd rather be cleaning the house.
Gotcha. Yeah, but then again, it's kind of like, you know, Cleopatra Jones and, you know, like, and like the other ones, like, you know, back then, like, those were the movies that were trying to, like, maintain the footing, you know, and, like, cement the foundation for Black Dynamite to parody, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah, as far as lampooning or parodying, if you will, which I never really seen like a movie do, far, especially a black exploitation era. Like, yeah, I was like, I definitely give this movie that, because I honestly never seen a movie that really just parried a black exploitation movie.
Absolutely agree. Yeah.
So there you have it, guys. Dynamite. If you haven't seen it, I mean, it's worth a look. You definitely get some laughs. You definitely chuckle at the absurdity of it all. And Michael J. White, he's committed to being Black Dynamite in every scene. So respect to him.
Like, you can definitely put him in any 70s blaxploitation movie, and he'd fit right in. So
yeah, even his corny one ladders, you know. Yep. Cool. All right, guys. So we'll catch you on the flip side on our Thursday, Throwback Thursday episode, you dig? But until then, we'll wish all y'all hip cats safe distancing and
wear your masks and get your shots.
Can you dig it? Peace.